So we're going to do another five-stage practice, Tonglen, or you could do a more general, just sort of breathing in awareness of others, breathing out love, sharing your good heart on the out-breath. And I'm not going to lead it, so I'm just going to ring the bells, and I would really encourage you to play. So bring awareness to your experience. What's happening? What's a sensitive, kindly response to yourself? Friend, fellow human being, how can you really engage with that person? And how can you let go of the habit of sort of turning away from how dukkha shows up in their life? And how can you just share goodwill? Share, don't hold on to anything in yourself, just share it, let it flow out. And then likewise with the other stages. Yeah, so just really use this to familiarize yourself with working with the mind and working with the heart. And at the beginning, I'm going to read out these poetic verses of the 7-point mind training. Just let those words resonate. Some of the verses will touch you. Some of the verses will be confounding. Some of the verses will be provoking. And you just let it all in. Something you really don't understand, just let it. Just don't worry too much, just let it land and yeah, these things are designed to expand the mind and the heart, and we don't always understand them. Okay, good. So let's get ourselves ready. Choosing our position. The 7-point mind training. First things first. Precious life, death, actions, fruit, and suffering. Training in the bodhicittas, point two. Stability first. All this is dream. Where is unborn awareness? Even emptiness is empty. Let it rest in the light. Now walk in the dream, giving and taking with every breath. Objects of attachment, hostility, confusion. The poisons are the roots of virtue. Remember in words. Point three, turning obstacles into aids. Bad times turn boulders into stepping stones. One thing only to blame. Kindness, especially to the enemy. No reality of its own, but all an emanation of the Buddha. Four practices. Gather good, make pure the bad. Thank spirits who bring either. Whatever happens, take it in. Point four, synthesis. Five powers, life and death. Resolve to achieve the bodhicittas. Familiar, constantly close. White seed of virtue blossoming in life. At death, releasing attachment. Prayer. Abandoning self-grasping. Point five, the measures of training the mind. All Dharma has one goal. Myself, the better witness. Rely on the happiness of the mind. Point six, the pledges. Three principles. Precepts unbroken, be neither ostentatious nor uneven. Change yourself, but stay the same. Don't criticize. Think nothing of the other side. Don't hope for great results. Don't eat poisonous conceit. Don't lean lightly on the pillar of distortion. No sarcastic words. No lying in wait for the weak. No passing the load. Don't take credit at the top. No deceit. Keep the devil away from the divine. No profit from another's loss. Point seven, the practices. One practice for every situation. One answer to any withdrawal. Remember each beginning, each ending. Practice at either pole. Promises worth more than life. Three austerities against distortion. Antidotes, abandoning, cutting at the root. Three causes of awakening. Teaching, understanding, everything in favor. Three degenerations. Doubting the Dharma, enthusiasm fading, less concern. Three never to part with. Practice in body, speech, and mind. Attention to the close ones who provoke you. Don't count on external conditions. Priorities. Practice what's important. Upside down and contrary. Patience for distortion. Aspiring to samsara. Looking wide instead of deep. Pity how hard the path. Be constant in the practice. And decisive. Investigate and analyze. No boasting. No striking back. No fickleness. Pure service without wanting thanks. Five stage practice to open the heart. Tonglen. You could do Metta Bhavana if you prefer. Thank you.